Welcome to Autumn Ash, the Good Witch.
Hello, this is Autumn Ash. And I have not expected to wait so long to make another podcast. But so much can happen in a person's life. One of which is job changes. I gave one company as a merchandiser nearly 5 to 6 years of my life. 4 of it, I was there, and I was laid off. And I went to work for somebody else for a little while. Then the pandemic hit. Then during the pandemic, I went back to the company that laid me off. I did not care for the routing. It routed me into a large city. And I make it a point to stay away from large cities. But we're during a pandemic. I need to pay my bills, and I took the route. I spent 1 year with this company extremely stressed. That I had found a part-time company near my home and went to work for them for a little while. But unfortunately, to the agreement of payment was never reached all that much. It started off well, and then it dwindled. The company lost contracts with some people I was checking on in the stores. It shortened my hours to the point that I was only getting paid to put fuel in my car just to do work for them and nothing else. Had a hard time paying my bills, had a hard time putting food on the table. Then I finally decided I need to find another job. So, as I look for the next job, which is in a big box store, and I dreaded to apply for this particular place. But I did. And I got hired. And I worked there 40 hours a week. Received about 4 paychecks. And decided it wasn't for me. I had a manager who had a chip on her shoulder. And because of the position that she was in, she felt much higher than everybody else. And people like me were below her because she could tell you what to do. And all this time I've had this job, I said, gee whiz, what happened to humanity? You see, I despise working for somebody who gets in a management position and feels they are much higher up than you are, and you're nothing but a peasant because I can tell you what to do. And by the flick of the tongue, all I have to say is, if I don't feel happy with what you're doing, I could write you up. There's so many times I can write you up. And you'll be fired. Like this is supposed to motivate you to work harder or better or give them more production. Now, I'm not a lagger. When I do go to work, I do the best I can. But I'm not going to break my fingers. I'm not going to break my nails. I'm not going to twist my leg or my ankle just because you don't feel I'm doing anything fast enough. When I was younger, things like this would bother me, and I would let it eat away on my nerves. That for some reason, I am not reaching quota that they are barking for. I'm in my crone years, and I have learned over the years there is nothing you can do to make anybody happy. Now, I'm not saying don't go into anywhere and not do your best. Always do your best. But if somebody feels you're not doing your best, they must write you up to motivate you to do more, even if it hurts you. They aren't worth it. I learned over the years, I don't care where you go to, where you work, there is a circle of people there. And if they feel you don't fit their circle, they will threaten you. They'll tell you you're too slow. You're not productive enough. If you can't put out more, you may get wrote up. If you get wrote up so many times, you may be fired. Because they're basically telling you you're useless. Every company has a circle. I don't care if it's an office job, you work for a lawyer, you work for a warehouse, you work in construction, you work for Walmart, you work for a grocery store. Every single one of them has a circle. You may fit in, you may not. They may see you valuable, they may not. And my rule of thumb is usually, do not make friends from work. Now, I'm not saying you can't be friendly. You can be acquaintances. There's a big difference between acquaintance and friendship. But all the years I worked, I have never been able to fit into a circle. And if my opinions are much more different than the circle, you can count on you'll be on your way out of there. And I say again, where is the humanity? I used to think, as a child, teenager, that once I grew up and I go to work, that would be it. I get to pick a place that I think I might get along with working. My parents taught me that I need to put years into a job and at least have some kind of 401k plan, some kind of retirement plan. And it's almost highly impossible to pull that off. Because most places pretty much has a circle. A friend knew a friend to pull them in. And some do make friends at a job, at work, and they have their circle. But there's a certain discipline in this circle, and some outsiders just don't fit. And there is nothing fair about it. I know for myself, if I was management, and though I may hire a friend or two, I don't circleize people. I need somebody honest on my team to work their area. And that's where I judge you. As far as what you do with your life, whether you're single, you're married, you're gay, you're a lesbian, not my business. my business is what you can do. My business is to have a successful team. I left this big box store and I am with another type place. We'll call it Lumberyard. And even though I tend to fit in with some of these people by acquaintances, there is a circle. I am not a part of that circle, but I might be seen as something valued. I do go in there, I pick up my stuff, and I get to work. And I have a common goal to get the work things done, go home, and deal with my hobbies at home. So where is humanity? Humanity seems to not be there with most people. Humanity is the quality of being kind, thoughtful, and sympathetic towards others. Humanity has 10 steps. 1. Always look for the good in people. 2. Focus on people's potential. 3. Choose to love. 4. Treat everyone, as equals. 5. Love yourself. 6. Love everyone as you would your brother or sister. 7. Forgive. 8. Show compassion. 9. Give back to the community. 10. Smile, even to strangers. Do these 10 things, and it's amazing how your own soul, your own energy, vibrates. Don't allow someone who talks to you in a snobby, conceding, rude manner get to you or intimidate you. That is a sign of insecure person trying to appear superior to you. Arrogance and conceitance is always a sign of weakness. Here's another tidbit. Life can be tough, but no one is going to stop you from making it tougher. You can't control what comes your way, but you can control how you respond, and that response can lessen your personal suffering significantly. Everybody has to have a certain amount of humanity to make life work. And you can't be around anybody. I don't care if it's a friend or your supervisor. Neither can be toxic. As human beings, we have to enjoy people's company. We have to enjoy where we go to work. You wouldn't keep a friend that is toxic. Why would you keep a supervisor? The rules of humanity is one thing that's important. To vibe happily and to make your soul dance. This concludes Autumn Ash, the Good Witch Podcast.